This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour of the show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Reed and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. They'll do everything they can to save you money and also make sure you're fully insured. Purdy Insurance, Marcus Reed and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Let's bring in the outstanding Neil Coulong, who has a big board in front of him right now going through every schedule possibility week by week. Sir, welcome.
You're actually not far off from the truth with that. Not even so much for an educational purpose, just more this is what the chaos of doing this is going to be like tonight. It's usually the funniest night of the year as far as what I do. It's coming up with ideas and different things to talk about. There's a lot of it. It's enjoyable in the sense that you always think you couldn't push this far. You would not be able to prevent yourself from going too far with this. But every year it kind of turns out you might not have done enough. People eat it up. They really love the conversation that comes with it. And the joke we have, and I'm going way too long with this, I know, is that, you know, it used to be in the 16-game season. They're 12-4. I don't see a fifth loss in the schedule. You know, 14-2 this year for sure. Or the team that was 2-14 last year is now going to be 8-8 or whatever. It's the most optimistic day of the season, and every team feels much better about their chances moving forward. And the ones that don't are blaming the league for it, which galvanizes their team even more. So it's us against the world now, and it's a fun day. We enjoy this quite a bit.
Okay, so the opener on Monday Night Football is going to be the Niners and the Jets. Aaron Rodgers gets to go back to the Bay Area, and we get to see if the game goes overtime, if Mike Shanahan knows the rules.
that's a good way to look at it. Aaron Rodgers on back-to-back Monday night openers. You're asking for trouble with that, right? I mean, maybe that's why they're putting him on natural grass this time instead of the cursed turf at MetLife Stadium. But definitely a game I could see why you'd want to put that in prime time. I would be excited to watch that. I know full well how well coached the 49ers are. They come out of the gate hot. They're usually looking like the future Super Bowl champions in week one, as Pittsburgh certainly saw last year. The Jets, you don't know what you're going to get. So I think there's a fun element of who are these teams going into this season now? What is this going to be like? And we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers play football for a long time. And, you know, I said it last year. I don't think he's quite as good as people think he is anymore. And we'll see what they have to do to prop him up in order to make him successful. But you've got an entire front office on the line in New York right now. And I think a large chunk of the impression of this season that they're going to leave is going to hinge upon what they look like in this game. And it happens to be a primetime game on the other side of the country against one of the best teams in the sport. So a lot of pressure on the Jets in this one. definitely one I'd love to watch tonight. I you know, you kind of get that feeling with the schedule as well. You kind of hope that time speeds up a little bit. You get to dive back into the games, but that's a great one. No brainer in my mind to put on primetime.
The Eagles and Packers, though, are going to be on Peacock from Brazil. How do you view the Peacock part of it? Because still 70 to 80 million homes in this country have cable.
I think streaming, to me, and I'm not a huge techie guy, but streaming to me really depends on your service provider. The experience that I have seen when I knew that my internet was, my wireless was working properly, it was fine. I had no issues with it. But weather came through one time. I'm trying to remember which game it was, but it scattered things up a bit. There was, you know, pretty long pauses. I ended up being good solid 4 or 5 minutes behind real time in the game. And there's not a whole lot you can do about that, and that's kind of frustrating. But overall, I think the lack of total saturation, which is really what the NFL is in terms of its market, I think that there is something to be said about that. I mean, there was a time, you probably remember this as well, but there was a time that not everybody saw every game, you know?
That's right.
Not that they actively watched it, but they have, you know, the multiple screen experience is a fairly new phenomenon in our culture. So there was a time in which you had to, like, actively look to find the other game, to a point where week to week you didn't even necessarily know who was playing. Now you know everything about every game as it's going on, and you're actively tuned in to several games for a variety of different reasons. Putting it without live access, I think, cuts into that a little bit. But at the end of the day, the novelty of it having, I don't even know if there is a term for this. I mean, it's an international game. It's the only game that's on, and it's not in prime time. I don't know what you call that. It's kind of the cousin of a prime time game. They've got the exclusive audience without the nighttime market reach. With this, though, they're slashing that considerably. You know, obviously the hope for Peacock is to get people to subscribe to their service. Whether they will or not, you know, remains to be seen. I think we talked about this last year. I think they did okay with it for the Chiefs playoff game against whoever
Dolphins.
It was, the
Dolphins.
Divisional round. Yeah,
Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins. A game that I think a lot of people would otherwise have tuned in if they didn't have to sign up for Peacock right away. And now Peacock has, you know, probably burned through, I don't know how many free trials they'll give out. They're looking to, you know, to convert users into monthly subscriptions now. So I would imagine the number will drop a little bit. I wouldn't think as many would watch it, even if it is two marquee teams. But you know full well the people within those markets are going to get it. And if you're going to do that, you probably should put, you know, a full NFC East game on there. You put Cowboys and Eagles up against each other, I think you're going to get perhaps a little bit more just the size of the Dallas market compared mm-hmm. to Green Bay. But Green Bay being an international brand, I'm sure they'll do just fine. But it'll be interesting. You know, you get into the business side of these things, it's kind of educational. Take a look at what their marketing strategy is and operate under the idea that they really don't even know. I don't think they have a great sense of how this is all going to go down, but they're clearly pushing into this area. Gives them leverage in future rights negotiations. Perhaps everything that's going on with the NFL Network right now, that's technology that they want to utilize to cut costs. Mm-hmm. And still be able to provide as much programming as they do. A lot of answers can come from it. I'm kind of curious to see how that's all going to shake out.
So then that brings up Christmas Day now, which is a Wednesday. I would assume that they would try to schedule some of these teams on Saturday, which would be opposite the college football playoff, to then lead into Christmas Day, to buy them a day. But there's been some talk that they may sell it off to Netflix. Now, I don't know what the TV contracts read, but if I'm the president of Fox, NBC, CBS, ESPN, I'm looking around saying, well, what did I pay 10 years for if you're just going to bid out games? These are regular season games. Am I right, wrong on this?
No, I think it's fair. I think it goes to show just how incredibly intricate those deals are. And maybe not even so much intricate as you would think, Roger Goodell and his army of lawyers versus Rupert Murdoch, his representatives, and their army of lawyers, they're looking at where this is all going. And you have to think the idea that Thursday night game, though not incredibly popular and kind of controversial, they're still going on. It's not a chief complaint the way it was when they were first doing it for every team. It's become accepted. So what's the difference between Sunday to Thursday versus Saturday to Wednesday? When you have that Christmas Day market, you're going to want to push into that. So you got to think, to some degree, the NFL had clauses within the deal that said we have the right to broadcast wherever special event games, which would include Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday situations. You'd think that they would have made sure that that's excluded from the verbiage in the deal that they signed with the network, whoever happened to be Fox, CBS, ESPN. It's an interesting question. I wonder, for me, you know, not even getting into all of that, I wonder if it's not just kind of a leverage thing that the NFL is just sort of holding out there, because you got to look at it from Fox's perspective. That's budget that they didn't necessarily plan on for those times. You know, Christmas, in some cases, they're working within unions, and that's time and a half. It's more travel. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive travel. That may be an issue for what they're doing. Like, we didn't sign on for this. You didn't. You know, it's a Wednesday. You're doing Christmas Day games now. Okay, well, if you're not going to do it, you know, if you're not able to do it, we got somebody else here that can do it. All right, well, just hold on a second. Let us, you know, crunch a few numbers here. We'll get back to you. Wouldn't surprise me if it's a situation like that. But YouTube, a streaming partner of the NFL, they've broadcast games. You'd think Netflix would want to at least try that out. Maybe it's leveraging Amazon, you know, the long since rumored future partner of the NFL that they eventually landed and are looking to expand even more. It only makes sense for the NFL to just kind of dangle the carrot around and fuse up for taking it, especially if it's a Christmas Day market.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't think of it that way in terms of the overtime that might be paid and so forth. But, I tell you, the ratings have been so big on those games. And to me, to put it on streaming opposite a full day of NBA, that really is going to test as to how strong you really are, wouldn't it?
It would. I would counter it with this. It makes you wonder if the streaming services want it. You know, let's be careful not to put the cart in front of the horse.
Right.
Maybe it's the NFL saying, we don't have this signed with somebody else. It's going to cost extra due to this provision. We want to dip into this market, so we need a special circumstance in order to do it. If we're going to do it, we need to make it appealing for Netflix. So Netflix, that doesn't operate on ratings, they're pure conversion. Here's a great opportunity for you to get in with what is, you know, viewed per rating by several million people. We can put it on your platform for this. Well, I don't know if we're really interested in that because of this and that and the other thing. All right, well, it's Christmas Day. A lot of people are coming into this. It's going to be a focal point for everything. What do you think? Well, okay, you know, you talked me into it. It might very well be that the streaming services might not want to do it for the exact reasons that we just talked about. You didn't see great conversion to Peacock. Not bad for that playoff game. Maybe they're trying to you know, increase the size of the carrot that they're dangling and you know, telling Netflix in this case, Christmas Day, you've got an active market. This is great backdrop TV. People aren't watching Christmas Story anymore. They want to watch football if it's available for them to watch. You know, something like that. It wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. It's one of those things. I really wish I could be a fly on the wall just because I'm curious what, you know, where the leverage is kind of going in the whole thing. I can see risk on both sides for sure, but Christmas Day, that's a market. You know, people get in on that pretty quickly and pretty aggressively.
They won't be watching Christmas Story.
just a guess. That was the first one I thought of. We watched Christmas Vacation. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are watching that.
I mean, come on. I mean, we have to sit here. We have to wonder if Ralphie received some presents. Come on.
I can't even do it. I was trying to make a joke regarding one team shooting its eye out versus the other.
Oh.
Maybe Netflix does it anyway. How about this? You have them both. You
got
them
both. Christmas?
You've got enough for 100% of the market with that.
It's a doubleheader, but in between games, you play Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. I don't know. Other people, I guess, when I went sledding or caroling or something growing up, I watched TV. I don't know how good that was. But that was my family tradition. We had these movies down. You know, I was a kid when Christmas Vacation came out. We oftentimes likened our father to Clark W. Griswold. He's pretty much the same guy. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of memories come to that. We still do that, but I'm not going to lie to you. I would have much rather watched football.
Oh, so would I.
Today, too. I don't know.
Oh, man. I remember watching the Dolphins and the Chiefs game on Christmas Day in 1971 when Ed Podolak, who's become a friend over the years, who just retired as the analyst at Iowa, right?
Yep.
Had that 350-yard all-around game, and Gary Yepremian won it in the second overtime with a field goal. I mean, that was Christmas Day. People watched it. I don't know if you could do that. People watched in droves.
It's a legendary game that built the mystique of football for generations to come. I think of Leon Lett. Was Leon Lett Thanksgiving, or was that Christmas?
Yes. No, that was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was holiday.
And I think that
game.
was against Miami too.
It was. That's where I thought you were going initially. You know, Miami. Put Miami in this game. Put them on the road. Put them in the snow. Everyone wants to watch that. We probably would have started this segment saying how we don't think this is a good idea or how much is too much. And we're going to end up talking about football anyway. This is exactly why they do it. And the provider of that, I think it's smart of the NFL to diversify, give a taste of their product to potential customers for the future. You know, it streaming probably changes things a little bit for everybody involved, but it's a market they need to get into. And I'll watch it on whatever it is, because to be honest with you, I have all those outlets anyway. So,
right, sure.
I'm tuning in either way.
So whenever they do put a schedule out, whatever year it happens to be, what is the first thing that you look for? In this particular year, would it be the Christmas Day matchups, or would it be the Thanksgiving matchups? What do you look for first?
That's a good question. I don't know. How about this? I'll tell you next week what I did look at.
Okay.
We are at a point now where this has become, and this is, I think, kind of lame to do the reveal show. I don't think that has the appeal that they want it to have. The ratings for it is very low. People just hang out on social media and look for their team.
Right, that's right.
And they'll leak out the games as the day goes on. By this time tomorrow, we'll know most people's schedules already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, I guess, you know, the opener, which we usually know in advance, that's one you probably just shouldn't bother trying to keep secret. We already know the international games.
Yeah.
That week one Monday night game, I think, is a good one. But again, I know that ahead of it. I don't know. I guess I just go kind of game by game and take a look and see. You know, I'll check out the Steelers' schedule, of course. They play at home in week one now. Didn't happen for like a decade there. I was thought
right,
kind of
yeah.
interesting. You know, for me, my answer would probably be I'd look for the Steelers-Ravens game still. I'm still kind of into that.
Okay.
So usually it's a... between weeks 2 and 4 primetime game. We see that pretty often, and I think there's enough hype between the two of them. I wouldn't be surprised to see one of those come up, whether that's in Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Hope it's not a Thursday game early. That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I mean, maybe week 17 or week 18, I should say.
Yeah.
just because that'll be against a divisional team. You can kind of see how the rest of it stacked up. Five games leading into that final one. Does this have a chance to be kind of like the divisional game that they flex, you know, a week ahead of time? I always think that's kind of exciting to see, like a division championship type of game. Beyond that, though, yeah, I mean, you know, you take in a lot of things that are being said from everybody who has three consecutive home games, who has three consecutive road games. It's hard to look at all these things at once. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've got like three, four screens going when I'm doing this.
Right.
It's a good social experiment. I'm going to ask around. I'm going to get you some answers next week. We'll find out what people really looked at. Maybe the NFL knows that. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Yeah, me, the first things I usually look at are Thanksgiving, because that's a day I know. Well, I mean, last year I was in Orlando and I flew to Detroit, so I didn't see anything. Okay, when I got to Detroit, the Packers-Lions game was over. And then I flew back. But like this year, I know I'm not working on Thanksgiving because my tournament's in Daytona on Monday, Tuesday that week. And the Penn State football home game is with Maryland on that Saturday. So I will look at Thanksgiving. I'll look at the Christmas one. Those will be the first two things I look at, so you can put me in your survey.
Good, good. Okay, I'm going to do that. We might even write this up.
Sounds good.
Talk offline. I got an article idea here.
Oh, good. Okay, so let me know. Okay, I'll throw a couple ideas your way.
Yeah, for sure.
Neil, always, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
If you notice what I didn't bring up. What didn't I bring up?
Timberwolves.
Yes. Now tied at two games apiece. We fought all year for a home court advantage. Neither team can win at home. Home team hasn't won a game in that series. Okay. Happens. It's what makes sports so interesting. You think you can predict it. You cannot. All right. You brace for the next half hour?
I've taken several deep breaths while Neil was talking.
Okay. And by the way, I guess at some point, do we have to put the suit on about the Indianapolis 500, maybe the week of the race?
That'll give us something to do next week.
Yeah. Well, he'll have to be on either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Yes.
Because I just got my pairings for the Big Ten outing in Columbus. Yeah, in fact, I got Paul Keels of Ohio State's in my group one day, which is great. I got Wes Durham from the ACC Network. He's in a group. My understanding is Durham can flat out crush the ball. So, I've known Durham for a long time. Long time. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. It's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties. I went with the extended warranty, by the way. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And they go over every vehicle with a fine-tooth comb. The Sunbury Motors guarantee really eases the buying experience, and the terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. He's late.
He is called while you were doing the Sunbury Motors intro.
On behalf of all of us, well, most of us, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You genuinely mean that, and I appreciate it.
You share your birthday with Nicholas Singleton.
Cool. I never knew that. I like it.
That's why we do the show. It's here to inform.
And on this day in 2010 was also one of the best sports-related birthday gifts I've ever gotten, was when the Flyers came back to beat the Bruins, and of course they went on to the Stanley Cup Final that year. I also got a puck from a what happened to be a season ticket holder that I was standing next to at a hotel I was staying at in Philly because I was with my parents on vacation that week, and that's something I'll never forget.
They lost that year in the Cup Final, didn't they?
Yes, they did on a bizarre goal by Patrick Kane, but that's literally the only thing I've got right now as a Flyer fan, so, you know, we'll have to take the good with the bad.
They lost that year, right? All right, so...
Yes.
Just want to make sure. I know that it may be May... And you might have a list of complaints.
Yes, and it starts off with, as we're slowly starting to find out, and of course we'll find out tomorrow, one of my favorite days of the year, Steve Jones, as you know, is the NFL schedule coming out. But I do have a gripe with the way one of them have been publicized. First of all, it's Tom Brady's first game with Fox this year, so there's Fox had this big hype about that. Michael Strahan, like, I guess was with Tom Brady at some award show or something, I don't know exactly what it was, and they had this big reveal to him of what his first assignment was going to be. I just found the whole thing kind of gagging, to be honest with you, especially after all the whole roast thing that happened last week with Tom Brady.
Because, first of all, it's not only that. It's just I think Fox has handled this whole thing wrong. Because guess what? Greg Olson is very, very good at what he does. And he and Kevin Burkhardt have had a good repertoire. They were really starting, I think, to get into a good groove. They got a Super Bowl under their belt already, which was Eagles-Chiefs. And I thought they both called a great game in that. And they're just kind of slighting him because this guy is Tom Brady, who, as we all are too quick to forget, was not that very friendly with the media during his playing days. And I don't think is going to be that great a broadcaster and that great an analyst. Sure, he's got the pedigree, the name, the experience. But once again, and I say this all the time with ESPN, I'm going to say this now with Fox, that doesn't mean the guy can broadcast the game and explain it and relate to people in a way that Greg Olson or any of these other people do. It's entirely different. For the thousandth time, you can't just give a microphone to a former player that might be a big name because of what he did and automatically assume he's going to be able to talk about it on the air. Some people just can't do that. In fact, we've seen the opposite, where some people stunk as players but are brilliant broadcasters. And there's some that were great players and are great broadcasters. It's just the way this is. It's either you have it or you don't. And maybe I'm a little bit premature. Maybe I'll be mildly surprised when I see Tom Brady go at it with his first game with Kevin Burkhardt. He's working with somebody great. At least that helps him there. But I just think Greg Olson is being spied and he's treating absolutely unfairly in this case for somebody that truly doesn't deserve it. So that's one aside. But then the second aside is the game is Cowboys-Browns? That's what this big game is? Listen, Cowboys, that's fine. I get it. Mary's team, you had plenty of other choices to pair up with the Cowboys with. Now, I don't know what all the negotiations were as far as who gets what games and stuff like that. I know it's all behind the scenes. But the Browns, the NFL and the NFL national media are still trying to give this team every benefit of the doubt to hype them up because it's Deshaun Watson, who's done squat-ola since he's come back. He can't even stay healthy. And, of course, the guys, well, obviously, has off-the-field issues. And because they have Myles Garrett, they have one guy, Myles Garrett, and they got trounced by Houston in the playoffs after barely making the playoffs this year. This has been a team that's underachieved with all these stars that they've been trying to get, and they're trying to hype this, and it's in Cleveland, nonetheless, against the Cowboys. For the Cowboys this year, the NFC East is playing the AFC North this year. You could have had Cowboys-Steelers week one, either in Dallas or in Pittsburgh. You could have had Cowboys-Giants, Cowboys-Washington. I mean, there's so many other options that I think they could have had, except we're hyping Cowboys-Browns as the 425 game for Tom Brady's first game. Just the whole thing just makes me nauseated and honestly just makes me shake my head because I just have no idea what these people think sometimes when they try to promote these games.
Okay, so Greg Olson did the Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. The Eagles didn't win that game, did they?
No, they did not.
Oh.
Unfortunately. But, you know, but it was a well-called, well-broadcasted game.
And then there's the part about the Browns and the Cowboys. They both made the playoffs last year. I mean, we can talk about how Cleveland got there, but they did.
That's true. They did get there. I mean, like I said, the Cowboys, I understand. I knew I know. They're always either in the 425 spot or the Sunday night spot the last couple of years. I get that. It's just that the Browns just aren't doing it for me anymore. They just haven't come through and everyone trying to build up this team for what they're worth because they have underachieving or overhyped stars on that team, except for Myles Garrett, who you could argue should have been the defensive player of the year last year. But overall, the organization on anything from their deserve getting absurd. This team is nothing. They made the playoffs a few times, and then they've gotten their rear end handed to them in the first round of the playoffs and won one.
Well, your team didn't do well in the playoffs last year.
Yes, but at least my team has been to two Super Bowls, winning one of them in these past 5-6 years, and actually have a few legitimate stars instead of just one. They have a few. They have Jalen Hurts. They have A.J. Brown. Now they got Saquon Barkley this year, whether or not you like the Eagles signing of him or not. They have Devontae Smith. They have Jalen Carter, who people are trying to hype up this year. Maybe if he takes another step, he'll be another star. That's a big if, but they have him too. You know, so and of course they're a big market. Philadelphia is a top four market, so there's that as well. Cleveland's not even a top market. On top of it all, if you're trying to go that route, so I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You had much better options than the Browns of all teams.
It's funny because at the event in Philadelphia Thursday night, and it's interesting how your name came up, and so did the suits, and with Saquon Barkley, it was something about a restraining order. I don't know what that means. Saquon, no, I didn't bring those two people with me. He goes, oh, good, Steve. It's great to talk to you again. I said, thanks. Appreciate it. Carl Nassib.
Hey, I'm still for Saquon. I want to be wrong. If he stays healthy.
This is the best he sounded on the show. I like it. I think it's a great presentation. The Eagles did squat all in the playoffs last year, to use your word, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of the worst endings you could probably see in franchise history.
They won as many playoff games as the Browns did, right?
Last year they have, but the Eagles have also been to more Super Bowls than the Browns have won playoff games. And you can even date back to that. We're talking the last 6 years, even more so at this point.
I believe that the Eagles are last in the NFC East in Super Bowl wins, correct?
So are the Browns in the AFC North.
Well, Browns
at least
have
the Eagles
been.
Have one of them. The Browns still have none.
So
and
what
guess
else
what?
Is,
they're not getting one anytime soon.
And what else is on your mind?
The other thing was, now this was a little bit later in the week last week, but I had to save it till then. And I know we're beating a dead horse at this point, but again, when I see stupid, I can't ignore stupid, especially when it's injustice, as seeing Rick Carlisle, the Pacers coach, get fined for criticizing the officials when the Pacers have been hosed just like everybody else in the playoffs so far with the Knicks. And yet there's still Knicks fans and the Knicks themselves that have the gulyus to say that they don't like the officiating, they haven't gotten calls. Oh, really? Why don't you ask the Sixers that were sitting home right now? Why don't you ask the Pacers right now? I mean, like I said, I am not a conspiracy theory guy. I think that whole, it's a wasted emotion, it's a wasted time for people to think that way, especially about sports. But the NBA officials are not helping themselves with this case. Giving the Knicks almost every call in every playoff game they played in so far. And the NBA themselves have even admitted that the officiating has been bad when it comes to officiating the Knicks. How many post-game reports have we seen between the Sixers series and the Pacers series so far where there were multiple missed calls and multiple key spots of multiple games, playoff games? And yet, the NBA still has the gulyons to fine a coach because they're complaining about the officials when you know they're bad? I mean, I get it's pennies and nickels to these guys, but I don't care if someone finds like me and it's a buck. It's still an injustice because you know the officiating's bad. So I suggest you, NBA, to just keep your mouth shut and stop picking everybody's pockets for just laying out to the media what you already know is the officials stink out loud.
They all speak highly of you.
Well, that's well and good, but I need them to do their job correctly.
I mean, they were just telling me the other day how cute your boys were.
That's all well and good, but I still need them to do their job correctly. Is that part of the reason why I don't give a waddle about the NBA right now? Because the product stinks. Half the reason is because you have your officials who aren't doing their job and are giving the Knicks every call known to man in the playoffs.
I mean they raved about your children. You know, they want to hire little Luke to go out and cut their yard, and they want Mark
to
shoot basketballs.
Their money's as good as anybody else's.
Yeah.
I mean, I said that last week about Drake, I think it was.
Drake thinks you're special.
Well, I mean, I can understand that, but his music still stinks.
Oh. He was raving about your high school work on Friday nights.
Hey, I appreciate that.
And here you are backslapping him. I mean, this is how you treat friends.
I can tell you the high school kids that I cover like his music. I'll meet them there, but I'm not a fan. But the kids that I cover do. At least I know what his music is because I hear it every game that I call in the pregame. That's what the kids listen to nowadays, I guess.
So, the birthday today. What are the big plans tonight?
Well, we've already indulged in a couple of those plans. Every Tuesday, my wonderful parents come here to watch the boys so that Lisa and I can get our work done because Lisa goes to work on Tuesdays. So we also took the time to go out for a nice lunch. We had a couple of libations, so we've already taken part in that already. So it's been a great start to the day.
Nobody
can
tell.
And then tonight we're going to have a nice birthday dinner. Lisa made me a 3-layer chocolate cake that I can't wait to dig into. And I still have some presents to unwrap, so we still got a lot coming. This is good. I like to spread it out, so I have something to look forward to for every hour of the day.
Nobody could tell about the libations.
You know, Lisa said the same thing.
Nobody could tell.
You might actually be calmer.
Well, there you go. Why do you think I timed this out the way I did today?
Might be calmer. Like looking at the Colorado Rapids and saying, gee, I don't think they're running as fast as they were yesterday. Well, happy birthday from most of us to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Because the suit doesn't wish you happy birthday. He only cares about his.
Yes, I expected that, but so that's okay. I'm already past that. Now I'll just hope for a Yankee win tonight and maybe not see Giancarlo Stanton strike out 4 times in a game.
Well, next week we're going to have you on, and we're going to ask the suit to come on to break down the Indianapolis 500. I will point out that during their segment, the possibility that Todd and I are not in the studio and then walking back in later and he's still talking probably is going to happen.
Yes, I'm willing to bet to be 100% because this is going to be an intriguing Indy 500 with not only Kyle Larson, but also looks like Jimmy Johnson is going to try to do the double dip. So there's plenty to talk about with this year's Indy 500, it looks like. So I think you guys are having a pretty safe bet right now.
It's right up there with the dizzy bat race. All right, so thank you, sir. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Starting to debate whether this is a good idea or not. I don't mean Matt. I mean getting the suit on next week. I'll say this. He will eat up time. Don't you think, Todd?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. We'll wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.